And one of the main objects of Pope Benedict's African journey was to help the continent prepare for the Second African Synod, which will be held in Rome this coming October. In Cameroon, on Thursday of last week, the Pope presented the Instrumentum Laboris, or working document of the Synod Assembly, to the Synod Fathers and all the pastors of the Church in Africa. Bishop Joseph Befe Ateba of Kribi Diocese in Cameroon spoke to Festus Tarawali about the reaction of the people to the Holy Father's visit and to the pastoral challenges facing the church in Cameroon and in all of Africa.
You saw the fervor of the people along the streets from the very moment he arrived Cameroon till the last moment he left it. There is a kind of sentimental attachment to the person of the Pope in this country. We could have said, well, people will say, well, we saw already a Pope here twice. This one, but you saw huge crowds, huge crowds. Also, my impression is that the Pope did speak very frankly to Africa and to Cameroon. His first words about Africa were words of encouragement. That means he did not want his visit to be choked or jammed in by the international opinion, trapping him everywhere. You see, I was very at home with that attitude of a pastor who did not want his message to be jammed by other messages.
And would you say the Pope has addressed most of the challenges that face the church in Cameroon?
Yes, he did. Globally, he spoke about justice, peace, and reconciliation. Now, they are going to be addressed in the forthcoming synod. Leaving the country, the Pope said, be the messengers and the artisans of justice, peace, and reconciliation. I think that's a way for him of opening a pastoral field to we pastors and Christians of Cameroon to be vigilant to reconciliation, to justice and peace.